And all the cars back to Wheelway, right?
We're bringing them all up. Our year-end fall savings event. All of your vehicles will be marked down, thousands of dollars price to sell. Payments as low as $199 per month.
Check out the flyer. It's got all kinds of information on the sale that they got. And if they bring that flyer in, Pete, that could be worth how much?
Hey, you never know. You might be the $20,000 winner. But if there's somebody else that's guaranteed out of $40,000, that's better odds than the lottery. It's a guaranteed $20,000 plus many other prizes you can win on there.
Grab that flyer, bring it in, check out all the vehicles.
Absolutely. We're going to have trucks, cars, SUVs, minivans. I know it's hard to talk about, but winter's coming up around the corner. You want to have a roadworthy, reliable vehicle. And we have every make and model up there in Fifield on 17th to the 23rd of September.
If they have any questions, Pete, about the big event, they can always give you guys a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Winter Woods in Glidden, Wisconsin is proud to support their community and local events. Their factory store is open Monday through Friday from 8 to 3, selling fire starters, seasonal wreaths, colorful pine cones, gift baskets, and more. They blend sustainable products with the beauty of nature, all made right here in the USA. Enjoy winter storage at their Butternut Regional Warehouse. And remember, they are buying birch and bough this October. Visit them on Winter Woods Drive in Glidden, Wisconsin, and be part of something special.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west-northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
And each Tuesday we talk with the coaches. We talk football. Coach Precor of the Phillips Loggers will join us later on. After we talk with Coach Tony Morgan of the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer Co-op 8-man team. Coach, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we started the Rib Lake rivalry as part of the new conference on Saturday afternoon. And anytime you play a team like that, Rib Lake, who has, you know, virtually never played 8-man football and hasn't had their own team, there's got to be a few mysteries. They ended up being a pretty good team, didn't they?
They did. There was, I think, a few mysteries in their passing game that kind of caught us a little bit off guard. And we had a few miscommunications, and not to take anything away from their concept. They had a nice little concept to kind of delay some guys out and get them out, but some lack of communication in our defensive back half led to some guys just kind of wide open, lack of tackling. You know, some of our guys just trying to... Sometimes kids, especially high schools, they want to make a play so bad that they just get out of what we're doing. And, you know, our defensive scheme is what it's supposed to be. And when one or two of the guys are not where they need to be, big holes open up and big plays happen.
So an 8-man, is there more of a contained philosophy in tackling than attack because of the wide open field? Or is there a difference in philosophy in tackling, or is it pretty much
philosophy in tackling, you know, blocking and tackling, football's football, whether it's 8-man, 11-man. I do think, in a way, because of the lack of players, and, you know, typically in 11-man football, right, you have a 5-man line, and most teams aren't going to do more than a 4-man defensive line. So, you know, having a 3-man line, and most teams having a 3-man line, or if you have a tight end, 4-and-4, like, it does even up those numbers a little bit. So individuals can sometimes really have an impact on a game, just kind of owning a gap and getting through. But for the most part, it's still very, very much the same.
Sure. So the passing game for Rib Lake was on Saturday.
I watching film, we knew that number 32, Tucker Phillips, is a pretty good player. And I can tell you after watching film again and seeing him on Saturday, he's a very, very good player. And, you know, one of the things that we've learned, this is the second year in a row where we've played a team that has just dropped down from 11-man. I think think sometimes eight man has a thought of like, well, it's a little bit of a different game, you know, but, you know, Rib Lake, as you said, you know, they're just kind of starting out, but they've played football for many years at Rib Lake. Obviously they had the co-opt,
right.
But they know how to play football. They know how to block, they know how to tackle. And, you know, I preach, you know, be the team that's more disciplined. While we had more penalties, we gave the ball away four times, you know, be the team that's more physical. They definitely were the more physical team. They tackled better. They blocked better. And so just ultimately, one of the things I think about eight man is momentum can run. And there is so much space that, you know, sometimes you have 11 man games where it's really a beat down, but the score is 22-6. And eight man, if it's really a beat down, kind of like we took, it's 52-16. So
yeah, but you mentioned the turnovers too. It's just hard to recover from that, isn't it? I mean, it's like giving the other team, if you have four turnovers, it's like giving them the ball four times before you get it back is what it's like, basically.
Yeah, well, I mean, and not only four turnovers, but we had a safety as well, which I guess technically was probably a turnover the way it was, kind of a fumble out of the back.
Mm-hmm.
So really five turnovers when we look at it that way. That causes, you know, our number of plays to be way down, and then you're really stressing your defense because your defense is out there for longer.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you're listening to Steve last week, right? When you lose a turnover battle 4-0 or 5-0, like, you're not winning a high school football game, no matter what you have. And then, you know, we had dealt with some, we had an injury late in practice last week that moved some guys around. And then we had an injury early in the game. And all of a sudden, you know, you kind of look up and two of our best offensive and defensive players are not out there. And I got a couple of freshmen, one on the D-line, one on the linebacker core. And while that's great experience for them, mm-hmm. Against a physical team and a downhill running team like Rib Lake, they kind of punched us in the mouth a little bit.
So how are we looking for this week as far as those injuries you sustained? Are they going to be able to come back? Or what's
A couple were in game and they were able to, you know, get right and come back into the game. So that was good. The one that really kind of limited us, we're progressing. You know, it was a player that just was able to play in the game but not do what he normally does. And so we'll just continue to monitor that. You know, they were cleared to play on Saturday, but it was a kind of fresher injury in a Thursday practice, and it's always bad when somebody gets hurt in practice.
Yeah.
And so it limited what we were doing, but I think progressing well, and all hope is that we're, 95% by Friday night.
Yeah, 1-1 in the season, and this coming week, what do we got this week?
We have Prentice, so the other half of the co-op that split up. Prentice is coming in here to Park Falls. They're 1-1 on the year. And, you know, very kind of similar in that sense. You know, it's a team that has played 11-man football for a long time. So, you know, they know some of the basics. And, you know, kind of that rivalry, the Marewood North in many of the other sports kind of coming to fruition here. So excited to play at home, excited to get back under the lights. You know, as a coach, I never like to use that as an excuse, but I know when I played high school football, it was a different feeling under the lights, whether it was Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday
right.
night. Then
right.
that 1 o'clock is just a weird time. We never practice at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It just kind of throws your rhythms off a little bit. So
yeah.
I know that our guys are really pumped to get back under the lights and especially be here at home.
Yeah, and Prentice, I'm sure you're in the process of looking at what they've been doing, but are they going to see a little air with them or a lot of running? What do you think?
Well, they have a couple of good, very good athletes. They kind of like to mix it up. They want to they're bigger up front, so because, again, just coming from 11-man football, they got some big guys. I think they had their center transferred from Phillips to Prentice. So he was starting for Steve last year in Phillips. So has an experience on eight man already on the line. And then they have a couple good athletes that play multiple sports that are known kind of all around. So they'll run it, they'll throw it, they'll spread it out, they'll run it up the middle. They mm-hmm. you know, they're aggressive on the defensive side. They like to send one of their good guys off the edge quite a bit. So it'll be a fun way to kick off a rivalry that I know we have a lot in a lot of other sports.
Yeah, it should be a good crowd out there because Prentice always travels well. It should be a fun night Friday night at the field.
I was down there on their first game against South Shore on that Friday night, and their stands were packed. So I think you get under the lights and people come out. It's still September, so it's still beautiful weather on an evening. So if you're talking about, hey, I should go see a high school football game, this is the time of year to do it before you get out there and it's 42 degrees and sitting on that metal can get a little cold.
7 o'clock Friday night right here in Park Falls, Prentice and Shawamigan. All right, Coach, good luck to you, and thank you for taking time to join us.
All right, thank you.
Coach Tony Morgan, head coach of the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer Co-op football team, joining us. Coach Precor will join us here in the 9 o'clock hour also to talk Logger football.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tonight's one-on-one debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump is a lot riding on it. ABC's Mary Bruce is in Philadelphia with the latest.
Both teams well aware that tonight is likely to be the largest audience of this campaign, and the candidates go into this very much with the same goal, to reach out and sway those key independent voters, but they're preparing to do it in very different ways. Harris's goal tonight is to define her plans and then pivot and put the spotlight on Trump and his policies, while Trump is hoping that he can hit Harris on her record. Trump's team is also hoping he can stay on message, while Harris is hoping she can needle him and throw him off course.
Tropical storm Francine is gaining strength. It's expected to become a hurricane later today and hit the Louisiana coast tomorrow as a Category 2. Nearly half the population of Timor-Leste saw the Pope celebrate Mass today. The small Southeast Asian country is almost entirely Catholic. 600,000 of its citizens attended the Mass today. This is ABC News.
7 Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears a case today brought by a conservative activist who wants records opened in order to find ineligible voters. It's the latest attempt by people who question the outcome of the 2020 presidential race to cast doubt on the integrity of Wisconsin elections. Donald Trump appears to be managing expectations about tonight's debate with Kamala Harris. Melissa Kay has more.
At a rally in Mosinee on Saturday, Trump told 7,000 supporters he won't be treated fairly. He offered a potential preview of attack lines and accused Harris of covering up concerns about President Biden's health. Tonight might be the only debate between the two. Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Debate coverage begins on many Civic Media stations and online tonight at 7:30. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Friday, September 20th at 5 p.m., Copper Falls State Park is having their new pavilion dedication. The dedication will feature donor plaque and bricks displays, a new facility tour, a ribbon-cutting ceremony with dignitaries, and refreshments. Remember, though, a park admission sticker is required. Again, that is Friday, September 20th at 5 p.m. at Copper Falls State Park for their new pavilion dedication. The next day, Saturday, September 21st, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's Copper Falls State Park Fall Festival, featuring such things as arts and crafts, food and entertainment, demonstrations, children's activities, a raffle, and much more. A park admission sticker is required, and remember, pets are prohibited at this location in the park. Again, that is Saturday, September 21st, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Copper Falls State Park for their Fall Festival. I'm Austin Brumet, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Packers will have to get by without QB1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jordan Love is expected to miss 3 to 6 weeks with an MCL sprain, and head coach Matt LaFleur says they won't play him until he's ready.
First of all, he's got to get cleared. And until he gets cleared, those conversations don't exist. So we will never put him in a position to mortgage the short term for the future. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he can't protect himself, we would never do that to him or our football team.
On Sunday, it will be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. Wisconsin football plays Alabama this week, and head coach Luke Fickell says they'll be challenged defensively.
We're definitely going to see it all, and I feel good. I mean, to be honest, we did a lot of that in the spring. We did a lot of that in fall camp in particular, saying, okay, we want offensively to take shots. We're going to script some of these things and make sure our guys are being challenged.
Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Saturday. And tonight, the Brewers begin a 6-game road trip in San Francisco. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
And we'll get to our Jack's Corner Bar Titletown report in just a moment. But first of all, let's talk with head coach Steve Precor of the Phillips Loggers about the Logger game this past weekend. Coach, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel.
Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Had to be a good feeling. You scrambled to get that game filled in after having one canceled. And you had luck come in and had a good night Saturday night at Logger Camp.
We did. Things worked out really well. I appreciate the work Mike Egerbeck put in to find us a football game. The game worked out great. It did not start out well. I thought the kids tested me and made sure that I had my stress test for the beginning of the game. So I know my heart worked.
So tell us how it started out for those of us who missed that.
So we both exchanged series, and then on our second series, I think we lost 30 yards on a couple snaps and fumbled a punt in the end zone, and they scored right away. So we were down 6-0, and kudos to our kids and how they came back and responded to some big boo-boos. Then we scored 50 unanswered points from there.
They just wanted to give you a little heart test there, make sure you're healthy, Coach.
They sure did.
It worked. It worked, all right.
That's right.
All right. So what were you especially happy with? This is a team, I think. Did you play Luck in the past couple years? It seems like somebody played him.
We did. We played Luck the last 2 years, and they're perennially a good football team. One of the best since Eight-Man's been around since 2012.
Yeah.
And I was most impressed with the way that we got physical and aggressive and started to block downfield, which we didn't see in the Wausau-Newman game. We didn't play with a lot of emotion in the Wausau-Newman game, and that was a complete opposite of what we saw on Friday or Saturday against Luck. Okay. Both offensively and defensively, we were flying around and playing with emotion and passion, and it's something that if we continue to do, we'll be successful.
Right, right. Well, nice win for your squad. Everybody come out of there pretty good, pretty healthy for you?
Everybody came out pretty healthy. You know, it's the fourth or fifth week of the season. There's some bumps and bruises, and people are sore, but no injuries to speak of.
Right, right. Okay. What's on the docket for you coming up this week, Coach?
We have Rib Lake coming in, and they played two very good football games so far. I know the score didn't look great against in their Gilman film, but they played a very good Gilman team, very tough on their opener.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Anticipate to see a very disciplined, well-coached team that's going to want to play a little smash-mouth football like we do.
Yeah, and they were able to get a little bit through the air, too, against Shawamigan, it sounds like, this past weekend, too. So it sounds like both Phillips and Prentice both like to mix it up a little bit anyway.
They do like to mix it up, you know, and you have to be able to pass a little bit. I mean, our first touchdown again this week was on a pass to get the defense out of the box, and when you're a run-heavy team, sometimes passes become very effective.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All right, well, a good night for you, Coach. Good logger camp, good crowd out there, nice atmosphere on a Saturday night. That must have been fun for you and the kids.
Oh, it's fantastic. We were short. We had three home games scheduled. So to get a home game and then get a crowd that we had on short notice was fantastic. Beautiful weather. The crowd was loud. And when the crowd's loud, the kids hear it. And they play.
Yeah.
They play like somebody's behind them. So it's a lot of fun. Like I said, to get that bonus home game was good for us.
All right. Rib Lake and Prentice back-to-back. We're going to go back to that traditional Friday night football. Enough of this Thursday-Saturday stuff. All right, Coach?
We're back to Friday night football.
Yeah.
Yep, and we get to play I know Coach was talking about two Merriwood North rivals back-to-back.
Yeah, back-to-back.
Kind of exciting.
Yep, and then your family stomping ground down there and Tony Flambeau coming in, so it'll be exciting next 3 weeks for the Logger football program.
Yes, sir.
All right, very good. Steve, thank you so much for taking time to join us. Congrats on the win. We look forward to covering you again on Friday night.
Thanks, Joel. Appreciate it.
You bet. Head Coach Steve Precor and Jeff Haken will have the call. Friday night, the Phillips and Rib Lake game will be right here on 98Q at 7 o'clock. And the Shawamigan Prentice game Friday night will be over on Trail Mix 103.1. Titletown Report. Let's do it. It's being brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar.
From historic Titletown to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers won't have Jordan Love on Sunday against the Colts, but they're still fortunate that Love will not be placed on injured reserve, indicating his absence from the lineup will be shorter instead of the alternative. I'm Bill Scott, but Matt LaFleur still offered no timetable as to when Jordan might return.
Couldn't give you a percentage, but if he gets cleared, we'll give him every opportunity like we always will. And I know he's doing everything in his power. He's spending a lot of time trying to get back as soon as possible, but certainly we're not going to put him in a position where if he can't protect himself that he'd go out there.
So the job for at least this Sunday against the Colts goes to Malik Willis. We'll have more on that after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fire safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Malik Willis gets the nod on Sunday instead of Sean Clifford.
He's put a lot of time and effort into this thing, and he's learned the terminology and is able to spit out the play calls, and we got confidence in him. And I think if he's given a full week of preparation, a full week of practice, I got confidence that he'll go out there and perform at a high level.
LaFleur said contrary to reports, they have not contacted any other quarterbacks.
It's crazy to me, like how people come up with some of these things, and you explore every possibility, but at no point in time did we ever have any discussions with anybody.
I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
We could catch an isolated sprinkle or two at some point today. Otherwise, partly cloudy, a little breezy with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s to low 60s. And then tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy, not as breezy with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56. 98 Q Country.
Slamming rubber, squealing gears, a jamming local country station, just a blaring on a radio. Pick him up at 7 and they're heading to the rodeo. Mama's on the front porch screaming out her warning, girl, you better get your red head back in bed before the morning. Clock the show is in, but the fun is just beginning. She knows he's anticipating, but she's gonna keep him waiting. Grab a bite to eat, and then they're heading to the honky tonk. Loud crowds and line dancing just ain't what they really want. Drive out to the boondocks and park down by the creek, yeah, where it's George Strait, a real late and dancing cheek to cheek. Ain't going down till the sun comes up. Ain't giving in till they get enough. Go around the world in a pickup truck. Sun comes up. Starts a hard romance and 1 o'clock that truck is rocking. 2 is coming, still no stopping. Break to check the clock at 3, they're right on where they wanna be. And 4 o'clock, get up, get going. 5 o'clock, every just grow. Pick up the road. They say she's grounded till she's dead. Well, here he comes around the bend, slowing down, she's jumping in. Hey, Mom, your daughter's gone, and there they go again.
Broken halos. hits from big stars like
Jason Aldean,
Luke Combs,
Morgan Wallen,
all day long.
98Q Country.
She was in the backyard, say it was a little past nine, when a prince pulled up a white pickup truck. Her folks should have seen it coming. It was only just a matter of time. Plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. She stuck a note on the screen door, sorry but I got to go, and that was all she wrote. Her mama's heart was broke, and that was all she wrote. So the story goes. Now her daddy's in the kitchen staring at the window, scratching and racking his brain. How could 18 years just up and walk away? Our little ponytail girl grown up to be a woman, now she's gone in a blink of an eye. She left the suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. About Sunday morn, nothing quite like this has happened here before. Well, he must have been a looker, smooth talking son of a gun, or such a grounded girl to just up and run. Of course you can't fence time, and you can't stop love. The suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. Prince pulled up a white pickup truck, plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. I know you can't fence time, and you can't stop love.
Ah, the old suds in the bucket. Yeah, I like that. Sarah Evans at 98Q Country, Country Classics at 98Q, brought to you by Park Manor, your home, heart, and history of Park Falls, parkmanorwi.com. And they are on Facebook, too. Tonight, we got the Trump-Harris debate. Watch at your own discretion. So that'll be tonight. That'll be tonight if you want to tune into that. Mics will be shut off when somebody else is talking. There will not be an audience there. So that's what's happening there. Tropical Storm Francine is still brewing in the Gulf of Mexico. I was having flashbacks. My dad's name was Francis with a C-I-S. And my aunt, his sister, used to always call him Francie. So as soon as they announced that, I thought to myself, oh, my dad would be happy with that, watching from above. So the Tropical Storm Francine is building up some... building up some steam. Do we have time for our... not right now. We'll do it in a little bit. We missed earlier. We had a busy morning talking about all kinds of local stuff, but we do have a presidential fact of the day we'll share with you. Heading up to election time. What else? The Tyreek Hill story continues to be a discussion topic with folks all around the country. He was arrested going into the Miami Dolphins game on Sunday, and the video, the footage, the body cam of the police officer was released. And so you can have your own opinion on that. Go to YouTube. You'll be able to see it. Aaron Rodgers debuting with the Jets last night after playing just 4 snaps last year. Came back from the injury and had a decent game, but 49ers are good. Not many people are going to beat them on their home field. And I think the Jets will be all right. They'll win their share of games. I think they should probably be a playoff team or close to it. I think they're good enough for that. They got off to a bad start, dropped a few balls and had a pick in there too. So that's some of the stories. Disgraced Hollywood media mogul Harvey Weinstein was rushed to the hospital for emergency heart surgery recently. He has been held at a jail in New York since April. So those are some of the stories. ABC will have another update for you coming up at the top of the hour.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Joe Fallon's bedroom mini fridge. Sure, this pint-sized chiller's max capacity is 3 soda cans, but what it lacks in stature, it makes up in cooling strength. Each beverage a perfect 37 degrees every time. And the 2 feet Joe walks to get a drink? Priceless. That's why his mini fridge is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We could catch an isolated sprinkle or two at some point today, otherwise partly cloudy, a little breezy with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s to low 60s, and then tomorrow it'll be partly cloudy, not as breezy with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
98Q Country.
I'm a little more beer bottle, beer joint than a fancy bar. I'm a little more sitting up high on the road than a little car. I'm a little more bust your back than take it for free. And that's how I'll always be. I'm a little more lose my temper than to sit on back. I'm a little more old Hank Williams than that trendy crap. I love a flat.
pushing motorcycles, raising hell in cowboy boots. Hey, on a Sunday morning, I'll take the back row seat. That's how I'll always be. I'll always be a fan of old stray dogs and guitars playing, one room churches, back road walks, and front porch swinging. Sunset skies, bonfire nights, I love the simple things. That's how I'll always be. I'm a fan of church rock bouncing off a Chevy fender. That feeling that you get first time she let you kiss her. Rusty roofs that rattle when the rain is falling down. Handshake deals, fresh cut hay fields and hometowns. Well, I'll always be a fan of old stray dogs and guitars playing, one room churches, back road walks, and front porch swinging. Sunset skies, bonfire nights, I love the simple things. That's how I'm. That's how I'll always be.
All of your favorite country music.
I listen all day.
24 hours a day.
24/7.
For free.
Just pop it in for free.
Right here.
98Q Country.
Woman is a mystery, a man just can't understand. Sometimes all it takes to please her is a touch of your hand. And other times you gotta take it slow. Must be doing something right. I just heard you sigh. You leaned into my kiss and close. Those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but baby, I must be doing something. Suggestions, whatever you say. Tonight's about giving you what you want, whatever it takes. Girl, I hope I'm on the right road, judging by the smile. Must be doing something right. I just heard you sigh. You leaned into my kiss and close. Those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but baby, I must be doing something right.
Billy Currington, 98Q. Oh, we didn't have time for this earlier this morning, so let's do it now. Our presidential fact of the day.
And now for our presidential fact of the day.
America. Well, throwing out the ceremonial first pitch at a Major League Baseball game has been a presidential tradition since 1910, when every chief executive from Taft to Obama and beyond has done it at least once. Some did it multiple times. One time, team owner George W. Bush and Franklin Delano Roosevelt each tossed out first pitches 9 times. So Bush's most memorable effort was before a Game 3 of the 2001 World Series at Yankee Stadium, where he drew loud cheers from a crowd still reeling from the 9/11 attack. He wore a bulletproof vest, and there was a Secret Service agent on the field disguised as an umpire on that day. President Obama threw out the first pitch at game 2 games. Donald Trump never did it, although he did once throw the first pitch at a minor league game in New Jersey back in 2004. Joe Biden never did it as president either. But as vice president in 2009, he tossed out the first pitch. That's something, if I ever did become president, I would say, every day I would just go to a different park. That would be my goal, just to go to a different park and just throw out the first pitch. There it is, your presidential fact of the day.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
Northwest Greenhouse and Ice Cream is now closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. They're open daily from 8:30 to 6 p.m. and 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sundays. Enjoy $3 off perennials and half-price annuals. Go to their new Hummingbird Boardwalk. Vote for your favorite plants and win prizes. Trees and shrubs are available with a 2-week delivery. Scoop into some delicious Cedar Crest ice cream and relax on a beautiful tangled butterfly terrace. Check out their Casilla popcorn plants for just $10. Visit them off Highway East on Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin, where nature's beauty meets sweet indulgence. Oh, did I mention they have ice cream?
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands. Seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota-style 12-grain, multi-grain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads. Baking our best for you.
We got the whole crew in here today because the Brewers don't play till late tonight, like 8:40. So Travis is all set to take you next through your midday. And Gray will be in from 2 to 7. Gray will be in tomorrow, Thursday, Friday. It's going to be Gray Gunderson Radio. We should just change the call letters to 98GG. What's his middle name? 98GG. The rest of the day here. What do you think, Travis?
Yeah? Yeah. Yeah, we'll just say that his middle name has a G.
Okay.
W-G-G-G.
W-G-G-G. Gray on the radio. All right. Good luck with that, everybody. He'll be handling the show tomorrow, and I'll be back in sometime. Not
sure. He never sleeps.
No, he doesn't.
98Q Country.
That blacktop was just a gravel road. Back when that Walmart was just a fishing hole. Back when my old guitar had some brand new strings. Yes, it did. Back when a work truck was just a stick shift. Back when you took a pick and didn't have to post it. Back when a Baptist church is where we learned to sing. Yeah, we did. I could use some back then.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just say we did, just to feel alive.
I love it.
I love it.
I just love it.
98Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
eyes so blue. Your vision in white, and I've been waiting all night just to have one dance with you. Now all my dreams are coming true. I'm holding heaven in my arms tonight. Everything about you is so perfectly right. I've never been there, but I think I might be holding heaven in my arms tonight. I'm not sure where you came from, but I thank my lucky stars above that I got the chance to have a dance. But one dance just ain't enough. I think I'm falling in love.
Just what to do to you to get me that smile.